Sometimes people worry that if they establish boundaries, they are shutting others out. But in reality, when you clearly understand and define boundaries, you can create a more effective and enjoyable working relationship because you don't feel as vulnerable or unprotected. I remember my former coworker Lindsay started working at a company where you go into a family's house and provide support to their loved one with disabilities. She worked with the Yang family and provided support to their daughter Kim. About 3 months after working with the Yangs, she was asked to come to a family outing outside of work hours. She thought it was really nice of them to include her, so she made a point to go. She then went to more and more events with them. Kim was really involved in bowling, and she had the state tournament on the same day that Lindsay was supposed to go to her friend's wedding. Lindsay told Kim she wouldn't be able to make it, and Kim became really upset. Kim's mother started bargaining with Lindsay, trying to get Lindsay to figure out a way that she could make it to the bowling tournament for just a little bit, so Kim wouldn't feel bad. Kim's mom brought up all of the perks she had received for working for them. They often provided Lindsay with dinner, she had received a gift card on her birthday, and they even rearranged their schedule so Lindsay would be able to continue to work with Kim when Lindsay went back to school. Lindsay was in an awkward situation. She now felt she needed to distance herself from the Yangs. If she had maintained appropriate professional boundaries from the start, there would have been a clear expectation of what was acceptable and what was not.